וידבר מוישה אל ראש המטריס. זה הדובר אשר ציב השם. זה הדובר. אז רשי ולשתור זה הדיוק, זה הדובר. רשי שאז מוישה נשנא בו בקור יאמר השם, הנביאים נשנא בו בקור יאמר השם, מוסף על מוישה שנשמנה בו בלושן זה הדובר. ויש ואז, מוישה עושה סד בקור יאמר השם, הנביאים סד קור יאמר השם, אבל מוישה מוסף עליהם שנשנא בו בלושן זה הדובר. זה אפילו סתם פשט עם רשי, I think. Rashi with Pashas means, don't think maybe Kol Amar Hashem is better from Zeh Amar Hashem. So the Rashi, no, Moshe also has Kol Amar Hashem. So the male is Zeh Adobo, why say it's more? If the Nevim would have Kol Amar Hashem and Moshe has Zeh Adobo, okay, Kol Amar Hashem sounds much faster. Zeh Adobo. Shetziv Hashem, Kol Amar Hashem. But Rashi and Moshe also could say Kol Amar Hashem. And here he says Zeh Adobo or Shetziv Hashem, so it's much more. Yeah, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu was Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Goyim. This is what he explains in time of the Kor. So Zeh Adobor, Koy Omar Hashem means Hashem said. Koy Omar Hashem, Hashem said. Zeh Adobor, Hashem is talking. Because Moshe is Pe'al Pe'a Dabar Boy. Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Goyim. So Zeh Adobor Asher Omar Hashem, what I'm saying now, Hashem is talking. So he gives the Akdomo, Zeh Adobor Asher Omar Hashem. What I'm talking now, this is what Hashem said. Koy Omar Hashem, as I'm telling you a story, Hashem said. Because the Novi is not in the room, it's not Mitosh Groinoi. The Maharal says, so why sometimes Moshe said Koy Omar Hashem? Why Moshe said Koy Omar Hashem? Zog the Maharal, Zeh is aspaklaria meiro. Zeh. Koy Omar Hashem is not aspaklaria meiro. So the Maharal explains that the nevuas Moshe is a nevuah ledoiros. This is the Torah. Aspaklaria meiro. So every time Moshe says Zeh Adobor Asher Tzivo Hashem. When he spoke to Mitzrayim, it was not a nevuah ledoiros. It's Koy Omar Hashem b'chatzos halayla ani yoitze. So it's not chelek from the Torah. So this is not a dover ledoyos. Zeh ledoyos. Zeh hadover asher tzivo Hashem. When it was not a nevuah ledoyos, so the pasuk says, "Vedaber Moshe el roish ha'matos." Rashi says, "Chol hakoved lanesim lelamdem tchila v'achar kach lechol bnei Yisrael." As the Rashi b'nayin shal b'shar ha'divros ken, v'yishuv olav aron v'kal nesim. So Rashi, Umar Ro Bekan, so why only here is mentioned that he was Chola Kovet L'Rosh HaMatos? Lo Mal She'aforas Nedorim B'Yochid Mumche. So it's a remez, but the Gemara learns out. Aber Chola Kovet L'Nesim L'Lamdom T'Chilo. So it's about the Losh. L'Lamdom T'Chilo. To teach them first. So the Beis Yisroel from Gur said, that Chazal say that Yiftoch had a neder. He said that the one who will go out of his door of his house first, he will be Kodesh Lashem. We don't know what it means. It's a bazunda. What was it? Lema'isa, he could have, he has a lot of psoch, it was a pesach, it was a noila, it was a lot of what to be matter. So Chazal say, but he didn't go to Pinchas to be matter the neder. Because he hold that it's not a covet that he will go to Pinchas. He said, I'm the Rosh, I'm the Melech, ain't the Mikvodesh el Melech. Why didn't send the shliach? Actually, how does even the Rambam beisach nish? Why didn't they send the shliach? Ain't a kvedish of melech, we can send the shliach. Actually, how does even the Rambam that only ishtay kegufay and bal ki ishtay chleis nish? As ishtay Pinchas, why Pinchas didn't go? Pinchas said, I'm a kohen, I'm a novi, I will go down to. So the shaila is, aber segmen apikuach nefesh. The daughter of Yiftoch is not getting married. So I hear Melech, Yiftoch is not the same not to go. So why Pinchas doesn't go? It's like the Beis Yisrael, the Chefze for the Torah's Nedorim is that you go to the Chochom, Levakesh HaTorah Mima'alaschem. Barini Mevakesh HaTorah Mima'alaschem. Yeah, that's the Chefze for the Torah's Nedorim. How's the Nedorim? לבקש התורה ממעלה, אז כמו סילי לידה בפשטס, הוא אולי לחום משיר נשת הזה, הוא אולי מולי קבלזר ממינץ, תגידון אתם לבקש התורה ממעלה אסכם. אבל דבר, לבקש התורה ממעלה אסכם, יאתה לבקש התורה ממעלה אסכם. יאתה לבקש התורה ממעלה אסכם. So if the chochom goes to the person, it's felt in the ganze לבקש התורה ממעלה אסכם. So, למשל, so what is the תביעה על פינחוס? That says, but maybe if you would go there, so then he would be nitva. He would be machnia himself. But Kozman is not machnia to the chochom. He can't even back. It's hence she's going to toss the door. It's like a business. So, like the Gemara says, the Moshe Rabbeinu went to Dosan Vaaviron. He was hoping he would come to Dosan Vaaviron. Dosan Vaaviron will bet enough. Will bet enough. He'll be machnia. So, Mele, Lelamdom. He told the Nesim, you're right, they have to come to you. Sometimes you have to go to the Am. If you see someone has a neder and he's not coming to Vakesh HaTorah, go over to us. Go over, Lelamdom Tchilo. We'll see about it. Zog the Pasuk, Ishki the neder Lehashem, Yishav Ashvur Lehesor Isor Al Nafshay. The ganze Woche this week, this postdoc. Layachel dvori kechol ha-yoytze mipiv yase. So it's brought down in Orches Yosher. He brings down in Sefer Chassidim, the Maaseh D'Chido says it. Layachel dvori, a person that doesn't break his word, kechol ha-yoytze mipiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yase. But a person that doesn't lie, every word that he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim. It's a famous maise that the Goyen told the kid that pour water on him, you'll live till 100 years. Leinzig is 1100 yo. Because the kid spilled, I think the maise goes that the kid spilled water and he washed chleis and it overgives the Goyen. The Goyen told him, you know, Zain gizund, live till 100 years. And he said he was nifted only when he was 100 years old. Kechol ha-yetzi b'piv yase. It's the famous maise we saw over the Chofetz Chaim. That the Chofetz Chaim wants his son-in-law was trying to get a shtel to be a rabbi of the Platz. Maaseh didn't work out. He was very upset. So the Chofetz Chaim called him over. The Chofetz Chaim told him, you think it's a posh to be a rabbi? I'll tell you a story. It was a katzov. He was selling meat. And he was chap that he was selling treif. The kids said, there, a whole story. And one of the things that they were attacking is that he will give it to Dokka. Metaken, they will give tzedakah. So the Chofetz Chaim was metaken that he will give 40 liters chaylev to the shul. Chofetz Chaim told him that vayihi hayom, and he's sitting in Bismedesh and learning, and he falls asleep, Sefilu, and they come down from Bezin Shema, or he's half asleep, and this person comes down to him and asks him, tell me, and he came, and different people came, I don't know exactly, when you told this person that he has to give 40 liters of chaylev to shul, you meant as a kapore or you meant as a knas? What do you meant? To kanasim? L'manishmu v'irol? Or you meant to be mechaper? The Chofetz Chaim said he needs a day to think it over. And he came back and he said he meant a knas. And the person came over to him in the dream crying and he said, Rebbe, you don't understand. When I came up to the Shemaim, they were down me back and forth and they wanted to give me terrible punishments for what I was selling treifas, nevedas v'shkotzim. But then the schus was that the Chofetz Chaim Shengi Paskin in this world, the punishment is 40 liter of chaylev. So I have a kapora. So they said they were going to ask the Chofetz Chaim if the Chofetz Chaim meant kapora or he meant knas. If he meant knas, I'll be the Hoshishkin kapora. But if the Chofetz Chaim said kapora, so you're in his kapora. My Rebbe, now that you said that I didn't have kapora, I'm going to be suffering for a long time. Chofetz Chaim told him, the achrayes of a rav, and you want to be a rav, be happy that you didn't have a shtar. At least he was Menachem, his son-in-law, not getting. There's a famous maaseh over when he mentioned a lot of times, in different chumashirs, the Gemara in the last page of Perek Hamadr, Ksuvus, the seventh Perek, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when his time to Nifter came, so he asked Malach HaMovis to show him his place in Gan Eden. So they flew off to the Shemaim, he had his knife, and when he came over to Gan Eden, he jumped over the bridge, yeah? And he jumped over the gate, and he came into to the Gan Eden. And the Malach HaMovis was holding on to his clothes. like the kind of mitzvah of shechting him before. So Rabbi Shlomo Levi made a shvua that he will not go out. So when the Beis Shel Malach, they said, if in his life he was never Matir Neder, he could stay. If he was Matir Neder, we'll be Matir Neder also. So they checked with Moses, and he was never Matir Neder. It's a musik kichol ha-yoytze. A person that is kul ha-yemes, it's a big madrigi, kul ha-yemes. Kul ha-yemes. The Gemara in Makis Chof Dalet says, V'doivremes bilvovari kegoyin Rav Safre. That someone wanted to buy something and he had in mind to sell it and give this a price, he didn't change the price. And the Gemara calls it a maile. Doivremes bilvovari. It's a musik kichol ha-yoytze mipiv yase. We know it's chalois nedorim, it's chalois shvuos, it's kabbalah ledvar mitzvah. These are really things when the chalois is chal. But milan the ganzes man nedorim. The aleph beis is kechol hayitzim bepiv yaseh. Be straight. Be yosho. People forget. They're busy with the lamdas. Hatpase. On hatpase. Kechol hayitzim bepiv yaseh. This is the parsha. Person has to keep his words. So the pasuk writer, v'isha kisido neder la'Hashem va'osr isro bebeis avio. Before that, the ma'aser is a famous ma'aser that Klichemda brings now that he heard this ma'aser from the Maril Diskin. From his father, Rabbi Yomi, that when he was in Lomje, there's a big Talmud Chochem came to Shtot. Big Talmud Chochem came to Shtot. And he was no doubt to be for a month of years in Bismedrash, not to go out. He was sitting and learning, and all the ladies were bringing him food. Day and night he was learning. It was real, not fake. But the people had a big tzar, there was no Eruv in the place. And Shabbos was a big problem, how to give him food. So they say that when Rabbi Yair came to the Shtot, Rabbi Yomi told him, we have this Talmud Chacham here, he made a neder not to go out of this place. So Rabbi Yair went to visit him with Rabbi Yomi. Rabbi Yomi was the father of Maril Diskin. And everyone came. And Rabbi Yair told him, I came to visit you because I heard that you can't come out. Shabbos, you can't come out, so you can't visit me, and I heard you big Talmud Chacham. So I came to visit you. So Talmud Chacham told him, "No, Rabbi Kveiger, why you had to matriach yourself? You know, I feel such bad. I feel such a tzar. That, you know, the Rebbe Rabbi Kveiger, Rabbi Yomi came to visit me. So Rabbi Kveiger asked him, if you would know that who would come to visit you, you would make such a neder?" He said, no, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. So Rabbi Kveiger said, mutalach. So Rabbi Kveiger was mad, he was not in Vakish at all, in Alaskan. But Rabbi Kveiger learned that if you dare my neder, well, I said the Rosh in Pesachim, but he doesn't even have Lezer Mitzk. That, some people skip it, but Anu Yogi learned this, yeah? As Shtei Dorn of Chesam of Beis, of Lezer Mitzk. I had seen Maisa once with the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso. I was sitting, but I'm saying with the Vistan Taki, the Sri, but as I gave him the Maisa, I was sitting with the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, and a lady came, she was an almona. She needed to be matter and neder. She made a neder not to leave Israel. That's Israel, not to Israel. Israel, you're allowed to leave. That's Israel, she made a neder. Not to leave, that's Israel. The kids are now, she's an almona 10, 20 years, and now Shilch came up. But, you know, she has to go out to Chutzlaus for the Shidduch. So, Shmir Shabbos told her, you know, Adai to the Hochi. She said, Adai to the Hochi. I made a neder, Adai to the Hochi, I'll stay on Mona forever. It'll be terrible, and I especially made a neder. For that, I made a neder then. And that's that later, I will not change my mind. But you know, there's a mitzvah to get married, and your kids will say, Adai to the Hochi, I'm down there. You know, and she said, I asked her, but you know, I died to the Hochi, I'm down there. You know, anything. So her neighbor started to scream on her. Such a disgusting lady. Such a disgusting lady. Such an icky person you are. You know, she started to cry, and like everyone was sitting shock in the basement, yeah? Chmona's almona 20 years. but you know, and he was like getting sharper, and she was mamish like shaking. So I got up, I'm like, I know what he wants. I said, if you and Norav Neivet will have such a tzar, I bet you don't have it. She said, chas v'shalom. Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Before she was in Vakish HaTorah. I said, Tzuya, yeah? I bet you in Tzar Ramon, I mean, Moses says, Mishke Leilat, because Tarkum Shnavi Lechachom, and Dera, like, wait. Let me get weiter. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Paraklamet Pasuk Vod, Vihimi ni avio iso biyam shomoy, כל מדורר וסורר אשר עושו ענף שלו יוקום והשם יסלח לו כי מי יביאו איסו so Rashi says והשם יסלח לו ומה יקוס בדבו בישו שנדרו בנוזיר ושום הבאי לו ואיפה לו והיא לא יודע ועיוור סרנידרו ושוי סייין ומתם למייסים זוי שצריך הסליחו ואף על פי שהוא מופו ואם המופורים צריכים סליחו כלוכם על השאינו מופורים Because it says in the pasuk, "Ve'im ini avi oisa b'yem shama v'asara lo yakum." So what is Hashem yislach lo? Al kol choch. First, I saw standing before Shem Gdam, Shein Evot, that why the nadra benazir v'shama avi v'efer lo v'sheis ben yain u'metam al amazing. It's not isha shenadra neder. V'efer lo. Isha shenadra benazir v'efer lo avi. I'm a shine of Father of Mayfair, Nazirus, yeah, we have the whole sugi on it, yeah. The Baal of the Beis, Dalton, Nazirus is in the Nefesh, the Father Kubi Mayfair, Nishki Mayfair, Ramal, Achmein, very better, he said, yeah. The people that didn't learn that sugi, yeah, some people skip that also, but not Lazer, Chas, for sure. The other guy, but he's not here now, we can hear him, but yeah. I think he skipped, I think he skipped $100, oh, Mach Mishnois, yeah. So the question is, why Dafka Meshoy Sayayin and Metam and Amesim? So I think Chasam Sefer says that the Gemara says that we're speaking about Meshoy Sayayin and Metam and Amesim, that there's a mitzvah to drink wine, and there's a mitzvah to Metam and Amesim, and if you look at the Nazir Sushab, the Gemara knows there's Mas with the Pasuk. So the Chiddush is that we're speaking, when I speak in Aveir, we're speaking in Niskaven Lechol Dvar, Niskaven Lechol Psar Chazir, but also Biyodai Psar Tleh. Right, the more Lizav Mir, Niskaven Lechol Psar Chazir, but also Biyodai Psar Tleh, he has to do tshuva. And even when he Niskaven Lechol Psar Chazir, he meant that he's doing a mitzvah. That's the chidush though. Not stam a lady that planned to do a bad thing. She's Niskaven Lechol Psar Chazir, but she gave Leshiv Shemaim to Ezen Chazir. But the Maizah, she's wrong to do it. So the bigger chiddush שנזכר לחוב צח חזיר, even the שיש היין ומתאב על המייסי. Now, the Gemara says למייסי, נחפיר את החסם סייפה says להלוך את הנזכר מלחוב צח חזיר is only ואולסו ביודי בשר תלה that he ate. But if a person planned to do out there, אף דם מחשוב הרוא אין הכביש בוח המצב על המייסי. בידן, זה אנדה בסמלש, that's not a בסמלש. I'll be speaking that a person made a מייסי עביר. He ate. Not he planned to do Aveir. He did something wrong, but Niskav Lechol Psar Chazir. Now, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, it's the famous Gemara, I heard him when I was a young Bacher, then you could have went into Reb Chaim Kanievsky at Yontif, you know, the big chag was like, I remember we went into Yontif, this was the Shmuz, that Sukkis, that the Gemara says, that what is the case? The Gemara says that one of the Amiroim took, he took the clothes of his kids and he tore it. One kiddushin. He wanted to see if rotach. He wanted to see if his son gets angry. Frank the Gemara v'dil mekor rotach. V'kor alif ne'ivu l'sitin mikshon. He wanted to test his son. What if your son will be angry? Sluch yo'ivu alif ne'ivu. Yo'ivu alif ne'ivu. I every time I tell my daughter to go to sleep at 12 o'clock. She says, Abba, I'm not going to sleep. Yo'ivu alif ne'ivu. When you tell me to sleep, yo'ivu alif ne'ivu. I'm not blind to listen. So you have a neighbor, I'm telling you now. If you don't change your mind, you'll be able to leave a couple of minutes. But anyways, the in your name now, as if like the Gemara, how you could test your kids, so how you believe me? It's like the Gemara, the Mochli. It was my father's son. And give it up. Frank Tesfes, oh, but the kid doesn't know that the father was Michael. So the kid is in Skam and Chob Sachazir. V'yishleim Hashem Yom Yudi Hashem Michael. But he didn't say, you want to see if he gets angry. It doesn't make a difference. I'm saying I'm Michael Kibudav. But still, I want to see if you're a person that gets angry or not. So he came to the son, I'm Michael Kibudav. And the Torah is called. And I want to see if he gets angry or not. That's a shame in the Gemara. So, first, Shteh does, Sidwan is Kavin Chob Sachazir, and Lifnei Iver. and kibuda. And kibuda is also an iskam al chobsa chazir and kibuda. And not only that, that the father is over lifneiver if he's machshir the son if he's kavim chobsa chazir, right? The Gemara says how the father could do it, he's machshir the son in kibuda, and he's over lifneiver the father. So the Gemara, he's moichel the son. For example, he's machshir the son, he's kavim chobsa chazir. Tarts is his moidia. So first state the law that is a isul niskam lechol psach hazir as isul lifneiver and the aver of niskam lechol psach hazir. Right? So for some of the Rebbe gives like the cash, someone's collecting money and he's a gamer when you give him, the man is a rebel lifneiver, you mach shem and gezer. What is the answer? You moichel him. But he is niskam lechol psach hazir. So how you can give the guy money? You're rebel lifneiver, you mach shem and niskam lechol psach hazir. So you can tell him this, I'm giving you even if you're not poor. So it's not a problem. But if you give him a dad that he's a poor fighter, how do you give money when someone's going around to collect? Maybe machshem with me, but other than gezel. And if you meichel him, you must miskavim lechob sachazir. But the Chaim Kanievsky said, it's not that he heard Mishem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. But what if the kid will be angry? So the ma'aseh, you over lifneiver and kas. But you bring it right, and midas is no lifneiver. The machshir of a person in midas is not lifneiver. Anders on anders. The iayam is not the gemara loshen and nozir is kshehoyu Reb Shimon magia le mikroze hoyu boich. Man mishu niska aval lecho psar chazir lo ozo biyodi psar tle chayev misha ocho psar chazir lo ozo biyodi psar chazir lo ozo kama bekano. So the iayam says why Reb Shimon was boich? So that state that Reb Shimon was a Gilgul. I'm sorry, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva migia al mikro zor yaboich. So he says that Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgul of Shimon. That's in the Sefer Gilgulim. And the Achim, the Maise, they were niskav lecho b'sar chazir. The Maise, nothing happened. Yosef was all l'gdula. But when Rabbi Akiva migia al mikro zor, that state, the niskav lecho b'sar chazir, ba'ol sabiyot, b'sar tle, mel Rabbi Akiva yaboich. And this is like the Yaya. Let me get a little bit weiter. Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Beis. Vayemer Hashem el Moshe, Nekoy Mesnik Az Mei Yisrael Mes Abidiyoni Ma'achar Te'osef El Amach. Zogt Rashi, Pasuk Gimel. Vayedaber Moshe El Om Leimer, Hicholzu Me'etchem Anoshim Latzovo, Ve'yiyu Al Midiyon Loses Nikmas Hashem. So sorry, I have to remember, the Pasuk Bey says, Nekoyim Nikmas Bnei Yisroel Meisa Midyonim. And Moshe sends the Om in Pasuk Gimel to Nikmas Hashem. Sibalta, Sheine Vod, I saw today about this. But before that, Zogt Rashi in Pasuk Gimel, Vaidaber Moshe, Aval Pi Sheshoma, Shemisosu Itluyo Badogo, Oso Besimcho Velo Yecha. He said, he knows Hashem told him, after that you die. So he could wait for another 20 years and he will never die. Because Hashem said, and he only dies after the Kohen Nikmas Midyan. But also the Simcha. What is also the Simcha? Zog Pasuk Vav, Vayishlach Oysa Moshe, Ves Pinchas Ben Elazar. Why Moshe didn't go? Zog Chazal, the reason Moshe didn't go, because Moshe was Mechui Vakoros Atev the Midyan, because Midyan saved him. Yeah, there's a chazal. So look at Chaim Shmulevitz and Shmuz. Moshe was so happy to do Ratzon Hashem. He was not Ma'acher, but the Gantz Tzimche. But Ratzon Hashem, so why? So go kill them yourself. Hakoras HaToiv. Hakoras HaToiv says, let someone else do the mitzvah. He's so excited to do the mitzvah. He doesn't wait. But Hakoras HaToiv, this is the biggest mitzvah in the world. So you don't go yourself. Person has to have a course of time. Person has to have a course of time. So the Pasuk says, Nekoyim Nikmas Vaidaba Moshe Lom Leimu Yichol Tzulos Nikmas Hashem Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate. Vayimosu Mbnei Yisrael Elef Lamate. So the Medrash says, it says three times Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate. and Muslim in Israel, Elef Lamata, that was 3,000 from every Shevet. 12,000 were fighting, 12,000 were Shemim Malakelim, and 12,000 davened. Like it says in Mechemes David. So it says, and the war is 12. But Be'etzem, this is Elef Mata, Elef Mata. As I state, why? Zog dem Chatzik Levenstein, a Gewaldi Kazach, why you need 1,000 people to daven? Mishleim in every war, Shas HaKonef for Klal Yisrael. So you need to daven. Hashem says, please go to kill him. Well, that's the Chatzik Meis HaMitzvah. It's blowing the Shofar. Any head that you chip off is not a Shofar. Yeah? Let us know when we have a war. So what the Olam will do in the meantime, Chesed, Zaka, Russians, yeah? All different mitzvahs to Mazak the Matzav, yeah? Right? If you do, you have a Shasakana, you open a Gmach. Here, every one guy that you killed there is a Noch Gmach. So I'm going to why. That Chas v'Sholom, the soldiers will not say, yeah, Abba Lamai say, Koichi v'Yitzim Yodi Yosef Yisachayla. To break the Koichi v'Yitzim Yodi Yosef Yisachayla, you need to have 12,000 people davening. Connect them. And every milchama is bizdavid. So Pchatzki would say, Abba, who went to the war? Who went to Melchavis Mitzvah? It says, who went to Melchavis Mitzvah? Chazal Zogim, Ezra Melchavis Mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, was called before he went to Melchavis Mitzvah. Mir Isha Yor V'yach HaLeivo, Mir Isha Sher Eres Isha V'loi Neso, Mir Sher Bono Bais, so you say over the famous Maise, that Chaim Moshe would say Alamol, that once the Maskilim decided to make a big show. What was the show? How will look a war when Mashiach will come? So they had took a big orion, thousands of big people, you know, these big kind of people with sticks, with glasses sticking out, like, you know, the old kind of fashion, with big forks, like metal forks, you know, with knives. Everyone was starting, and a big Kohen Gadol stands there. Mir Yisha Shabbona Bais Veloy Chanocho, Yelech Vyoshu, Penny Shacher, Penny Yomus Bamil Chomo Vishacher Ikechendu. And you see, 20% of the people leave. Mir Yish Ashanota Kerem Veloy Chileloy. That's 20%. Mir Yish Asher Isha Veloy Nesa. That's 10%. Okay, we're left at 50%. Mir Yish Ayore Verach Aleivov, Yoshu, Penny Yerach Levovo Ivehemes. And the Kohen says, Mir Yisha Yore Verach Aleivov, Yore Meaver Shebiyodoi, Afilu Sach Ben Tfilin Letfilin Chayzem Orchem El Chomo. And everyone leaves. And there's one little short person with a long beard standing there. And he says, I'm ready. And it says, I'm Chofetz Chaim. And the show finishes. So they told over to Reb Chaim Moshe, Reb Chaim Moshe said, Rishoyim! Why they didn't finish the last show, the last paragraph, that he goes and he wins. These are the people that went to the war. And even so, we need another 12,000 that they would not say, a person doesn't make a difference how big he is. He believes in Hashem, but then he asked some of the women of Chavrusa, he said, you see, I'm smart. I tied the pieces together. I organized the guy to be in the camp in Baltimore, yeah? He said, yeah, I did it. I organized it. Hashem says, you organize it? I'll take it away from the Ausha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ways. A person thinks, no, for sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was in the Shaila, yeah, before this man. Nice, I'm smart, you know, I mean, I pulled the strings the right way. We need 12,000 people. It's getting late, so maybe we'll finish one or two talking. It says, "Vaymosru ma'alfa Yisrael elef lamate." Zok Rashi loydia shvochom shel roye Yisrael. Kama im chavivim al Yisrael. Ad shelo yishomu misosim ha'oimer oig me'atus keluni. Mishishomu shem misos moish etluye benikmas midyom leirotzu lo leches ad shenisor al koch. So I saw two pshatim on this, and every one of them is a givaldik pshat. One pshat is what Rashi says, shvochom. Before they wanted to kill Moshe, now they say we will not go. So one pshat is said that we look at Roy Yisrael like a father. Yeah? A father, when the kid is angry, he yells on his father, he screams. But if Chas V'Shalom, someone takes away his father, this is Shvachim Shel Roy Yisrael. The Shaykh says, like a father. Chasam Sefer says, Ahad Azach. So the Gemara says, that if the person in Shot, Talmid Chochem, that the Oilam don't hate him, he's not a Talmid Chochem. Why? Because the Alkochok is not Mechiach, the Bnei Doiroi. If everyone loves him, it's a Tzorech Chiyu. Someone that everyone likes, the Tzorech Chiyu. They said like this, Luyitzir, they will not want, Moshe wants to die. No, we don't want Moshe to die. Ishkin Muchach was a Shvach. Ken Zayin Fakel. They want that chief rabbi to stay. Sibesar Hazay. Sibesar Hazay. I was like, the Moshe, Bechai of Ma'o Imrim, of Matus Kiluni. He yelled at them, they wanted to kill him. And even so is a love, that is the last shvachim shel Roi Yisrael. A love on oid me'atus kilumi, that's a gomish. What are the shvachim shel Roi Yisrael? The shvachim shel Roi Yisrael is only shvachim shel Roi Yisrael that... We'll finish one more thing. Pasuk Lamed Beis, one of the hardest pasukim. Pasuk Tzai. It's Eichel Nadon, it's not even the God of Ne'uven. ויגשו עליו היום והוא גיד רצי נינה למקנינו פול על המייס תפלץ ולביפור והיום והוא מוצא נוכן בעיניך פסוק ה' לעבדך או לאחוזו אל תעבירנו סיירדן למד בייס פסוק א' ומקנה רב אלו בני רובן ובני גוד עוצו נעיר וצרצי עזר וצגיל עוד בני מוקם מוקם מקנה ויאמר אל מוישה התורס ודיבון we want to stay and then he tells them in פסוק דזיים ויאמר הגדיר ציר נימנה למקנינו ואור לטפינו נחול לצחושים and the main tonight בני גוד ובני רובן so if someone asks you this week after Shabbos Shachris if you listen to Kriyas Hatera why בני גוד ובני רובן wanted Eivir Hayavim David, what you will answer?
Mikneh.
Everyone knows the first Rashi in the Zeis HaBrocha. Remember the Rashi in the Zeis HaBrocha? Everyone knows this by heart. They read it like 100 times, yeah? The Zeis HaBrocha, Asher, Zerach, Moshe, Yishev, 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 זרח מסעיר לא מוי, הפיר, נער פרון, ועוסר ומזכדיש, ומנוע עז לא שלא מוי, אף חויבי רמים, פקדש בידי ובדיר רעכו, יסור מן הרביסכו, משה, בראשו קילס יעקב, מלך, ספר שלום יחד לישום, היו שם מלך ביסה ספר שלום, והיה ראשי סלוי קישום, חלקס נחוי כקסוף, ועוזוק רשי, ראשי אופן רשי, והיה ראשי סלוי קישום, חלקס נחוי כק, אף חוי בבאם, והיו שם מלך, אז בואי כך. Where is it? Chamishi?
It's not
somewhere. No, before that. Vi. Vi. Well, it's Vula Noma. No, before that, maybe Ulan. Fallen, where's the person so far? Le God Omar. Baruch Marchiv God. כלובי שכן וטורף זרוי אף קוקוי וירא שסלוי כשום חלקס מחוי כקסופו זו קרשי כשום חלקס מחוי כקסופו וירא שסלוי רו ליטן לחלק בארציך ונבואוג שירי שסקיבס שאורץ כשום חלקס כי יודע ששום מנחלוסוי חלקס סבורס מחוי כקומוישה he wanted to be near חלקס מוישה Why did God want to leave the island? Because God was given the cave of Moshe. How Rashi could say such a thing when we have in our pasuk that the reason that they wanted it is because of the food. Amazing, he never had it. Everything this world is kedai to have very good. I'll tell you why. First, you could speak about it this week, and every Simchas Torah you speak about it. This is the kasha of Shmuel Ozovsky Gifrek in the Kiddush and Simchas Torah upon it. Kishom chalkas mechoy keksofun. They wanted to be near the Kibre Rabbis, Uman, yeah? The Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kibre of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah? The Mevatel to be in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Hashanah. They wanted to be the Kibre of Moshe Rabbeinu, they got up in Reuven. I'm Parsha Shtayim. The Terence says, Avada, the Pasuk says that this is the reason they wanted to be there. So this is the Emes. They wanted to be with the Kibre of Moshe. But the Negias came in. Shut. Start food for sure. Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? It was money there. It was a tivua. The gemeinde is the main Hashem Shomayim. The pasuk saying is Hashem Shomayim. The Negias decided. But they take a set. Zeh Shmuel Zalski, he zoked. So this is the reason Sukkot is the first mitzvah that Hashem gave us after Pesach, after Yom Kippur. So this is the Rosh Hashanah. So Hashem specially gave a mitzvah to go out when it gets cold. He wants, we say, why not the Chodesh Nisan? Because the Chodesh Nisan is the spring, so people go out anyway from the house. But there's a mitzvah, so what? But we want the mitzvah to be rain. We want the mitzvah to be clean. We don't want to have mikdash. We especially go when it's cold. Especially the mitzvah could be a full mitzvah l'shem shamayim, a clean mitzvah. This is Sukkot. Aber on that is a mamish akasha, and no one stars on it. Man, a Rashi and this is a broch. Can't get into a pasuk, but it's late. We'll have to start.